Fluffy McWhiskers, Cuteness Explosion. Explosions by Stephen W. Martin. Cuteness by Dan Tappas. Fluffy McWhiskers was cute. Dangerously cute. Kaboom! Yes, Fluffy McWhiskers was so cute that if you saw her, kaboom, you'd explode. Elephants, snakes, platypuses, even a cute little koala. If you saw Fluffy McWhiskers, kaboom! This, of course, made Fluffy very sad and extremely lonely. She tried to fix her problem. An ugly sweater, bad haircut, but nothing worked. It only made her cuter. She even tried wearing a paper bag over her head.
Kaboom!
But that was ridiculously cute. Just when she thought it couldn't get any worse, they published her picture in the newspaper. That's when things got out of hand. Fluffy McWhiskers had no choice. She needed to go somewhere far, far away, where no one would find her. Eventually, she found exactly what she was looking for. Nope. Spoke too soon.
Kaboom!
Got to be kidding me! Fluffy tried again. The island was perfect. True, volleyball was not so much fun, and getting her tummy scratched required a lot of work. And pizza took forever to be delivered. But Fluffy could eat, sleep, read, and even watch the stars from her super cute telescope day after day, night after night. All alone. Again, she tried to fix the problem, but she got hungry. There Fluffy sat, day after day, night after night, getting cuter and fluffier. Sometimes she tossed a letter out to sea to pass the time. This handwriting is so cute! Come on! Until one day, Fluffy heard a very unusual sound. Fluffy freaked. Someone was on the island. Someone had found her. Someone was about to explode. Fluffy tried to run, but there was nowhere to go, nowhere to hide. So she closed her eyes and waited. Nothing? I don't understand, said Fluffy. Why didn't you explode, dog?
I was going to ask you the same question, cat, replied the extremely cute dog. Volleyball suddenly became pretty awesome. Getting her tummy scratched required a lot less work. Fluffy had finally found a friend.
Aw, how cute!